Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, and God bless you on this beautiful Saturday evening. I hope that all is well with you. And I thank you for joining your hostess, Lisa Marie, here on the Stars of Heaven Network 22 on the Lord our Sabbath. And what a blessing it is to be with you once again here on the Heavenly Host broadcast to share with you more of June's offering, and I'm excited to share this portion of the offering, and I'm excited to do that on the Heavenly Host broadcast, and I'm always excited to be with you and come to you from the Heavenly Host broadcast. It is one of the first birthings I birthed when I created Stars of Heaven Network. And the mission is still the same. The message is still the same. And most importantly, God is still the same. What he declared in creating the angels is still alive and well today. And I'm excited to declare that because the angels, the heavenly host, are here and assigned to each and every one of us for our protection. The heavenly host is given to us in a myriad of ways. Not just from the throne of God, but from the universe of Christ. And I'm so excited about that. And everything that God created, he created for us, for our protection, for our communication with him. And that's a beautiful thing. So I'm really excited to share with you the foundational scripture for the Heavenly Host broadcast for this portion of the offering. And one of the things that I love about the heavenly host and the saints and the angels and Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Ariel, Metatron, and he just goes on and on, the galaxies, the planets, it all works together. And the heavenly host are here to help us remain and to help us ascend to our heavenly places. Yes, our heavenly places. And I love that understanding and revelation about the angels and why they're assigned to my life and knowing who they are. Because I tell you, the Lord's armies are sure. The Lord himself is fighting for us. And I always get excited when I come from the Heavenly Host broadcast because I know there's always impartation and there's a demonstration of what God is saying and what he's doing even now. So I'm going to go right into the scripture from Ephesians, the third chapter, the first through 11th verse. And in this exhortation of the apostles' doctrine, St. Paul is declaring his cause, which is the opening of the first verse. He says, "For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles who are engrafted in, if you have heard of the disposition of grace of God, which is given me to you word," and I love that because that's what I always declare, that God opens up to me for you, and this is exactly what he's saying, that if you heard of the disposition of grace of God, which is given to me to you word, how that by revelation he had made known unto me the mysteries, as I have wrote afore in few words. And I love that because it's by revelation that we understand who Jesus is. And that revelation is personal because he reveals himself to each and every one of us according to our covenant with him, according to the New Testament, according to how he abides in us. Now in verse 4 he says, "Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which is in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men." Hallelujah. And that's who I'm celebrating all month long, the sons of men. Hallelujah. Sons of men who had the knowledge and the mystery of Christ by way of their relationship, by way of the Holy Spirit revealing itself. And now he goes on to say, "As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." So it's by the Spirit that we know Christ because he's alive, hallelujah, by way of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. And he goes on to say in verse 6 that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. Now that is really important to understand what he's saying. That is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise by the gospel. So everything God is revealing, he's revealing in the Son, by the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, by the glorious gospel. And that's why it's so important to hear the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Because that's where we get the promises of God, where the promises of God come alive in our life. And the same body as well, body of what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Because now those who have been grafted in are now what? Fellow heirs, joint heirs with Christ. Now he goes on in verse 7 and says, "Wherefore I was made minister according to the gift of grace, of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power." He was made a minister of the gospel according to the gift of the grace of God, not by works, not by the letter of the law, not by status and airborne and tapping on the shoulder and favor of man. No, it was by the grace of God, giving by the effectual working of his power, which was according to working in him, because he said it's according to the power that worketh in you. Now, verse 8, he says, "Unto me, who am less than least of all saints, is his grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. And it goes back to what I was saying in the premiere broadcast, that he wrote unto the fathers from the beginning, because they knew from the beginning the mysteries of God, which was hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So all things by Jesus Christ, they're saying now all things have been made new by us being new in the person of Jesus Christ, and now being in his image and his likeness by way of the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Now he goes on to say in the 10th verse, to the intent, the purpose, that now unto principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he had purposed in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So I wanted to read that, because when he gave me about the heavenly places, he said this is where it comes from. Now, to the intent that now, until principality powers and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, which is you and I, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he had purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So everything God does, he did with purpose, for that, so that we can know and understand what God's mind, his intent, what the will of God is. Now, I am truly elated to minister this celebration, celebrating Abba, my Father, our Father. In honor of fathers. And I'm honored to declare this declaration, exhortation, which I have entitled, In Business Be Men. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord gave me. He said, In business be men, the hand of the diligent will bear rule. And I tell you, I gave you the word of the Lord a couple of weeks ago about the vine press. But this is exhortation and another impartation of that, because in order to be into the divine press, you have to be have a business mindset. You have to be men in business. And one thing that I love the Holy Spirit for is giving me understanding on what this means in this season, because the word of the Lord comes to us in our times, in our seasons, to help us fulfill what it is God has purposed for us in that timing and in our season. And in business, he says, be men. That means be responsible, be mature. And in business, that means being aware and having an anointing of what it is you are called to do. But is it that you are supposed to have rule over and dominion over? And that's the thing that I was blessing the Lord for, because he was saying that in business be men, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. And I tell you, I live my life by this principle. And if I've always understood the importance of being diligent. Now, I wanted to include Proverbs, the 12th chapter, 24th through the 27th verse, because Proverbs, which is given to us by Solomon, was full of wisdom. And that's how we get wisdom, is by the word of God, by instruction of the Lord, and handling the business, or should I say another word, stewardship that he's given us. Now, he says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Heaviness in the heart of man make it stoop, but a good word make it glad. And I'm really excited about that, because when I began to read this, I was blessing the Lord for that, because when your hands is diligent, whatever he's called you to do, it should be a rule. He said, I'll make you the head and not the tail. And the thing you have to understand in understanding how to bear rule is understanding that it's all by the grace of God. And it's all in his timing. And it's according to his instruction. Because whatever we do, we want to do it in the name of the Lord, that he may get the glory in whatever he's called us to do. And he says, but the slothful shall be on the tribute. A heaviness in the heart of man make it a stoop, but a good word make it a glad. So anything that I do in the joy of the Lord. He said, whatever you do in word or deed, do it unto the Lord. And it's good to do things with the right spirit and with the right intent. That's why it's real important not to do things based on gain alone, or out of legalism, or obligation. Even though we have obligation, it should be based on the joy of the Lord. Now he goes on to say that the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduce them. The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the slothful of a diligent man, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. And I love that. Someone who, as Jesus said, is a howling or a fleecer or a wolf, their only desire is to, and purpose is to shift the sheep and to steal by way of what? Seducing. And that's what he says, but the way of the wicked seduces them. Use enticing words. Being the slick oil salesman or saleswoman to get you to release your substance. So that is a great sign of not only of unrighteousness and being illegitimate and not being of God and being of the devil, but it also says that that person is slothful. They don't want to do the work. And so the slothful man cannot roast not that which he took in hunting. Why? Because it came up empty. And so he said, but, it's always a but the substance of the diligent is precious. And he said, the word of God declares that little that a righteous man had is better than great revenues of the wicked. And I've always blessed the Lord for that, because what you have is not based on the amount, it's based on the tribute, it's based on what, if it's honored by God. And again, the parable of the two fishes and 10 loaves is an example of that. He blessed and he multiplied because it was what? Given and received by what? Righteous labor. Which brings me to the next thing that the Holy Spirit declared to me, and saying that in business and being ruled is based on our stewardship, which is based on, again, our talent. So you can't look at what someone else has and what someone else is doing, because that's none of your business. He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And whatever you find your hands to do, do it. Now, I'm going to read another scripture that I like from this, reading from the Amplified. I like the Amplified interpretation of Proverbs, the 12th chapter. It says, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the neglect and lazy will be put to forced labor. And so that was a blessing, reading that interpretation, because the blessing about accepting God's will and call for your life and understanding what your grace to do, understanding your talents and gifts, it won't be forced labor. It will be a delight. And the word of God declares that he will work in us to do his will and to do his good pleasure. Hallelujah. And that's the thing that I love about understanding being in the rest of the Lord, that I've ceased from my labors. And now I'm about my Father's business. Hallelujah. And he said, if you be about my business, I'll be about your business. Now he says in the next verse, he said, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down. But a good, encouraging word makes it glad. And so, again, our words have the power to bring into existence the thing that we want. The anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good, encouraging word makes it glad. So that's why it's so important to be careful who you listen to, who you receive from, because we want our hearts to be full, to be light. It goes on to say, the righteous man is a guide to his neighbor. The righteous man or woman is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. So anyone that's righteous will always lead you in the right way, because their righteousness speaks of good. It also means they have good fruit. Now, the last verse, it says, the lazy man does not catch and roast his prey, but the precious possession of a wise man or woman is diligent, because he, she recognizes opportunities and seizes them. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I wouldn't be where I'm at in my life today had I not lived by faith and seized opportunities. The word of God says time and chance happens to them all. Hallelujah. So you can plan all you want. Some things is only going to be received by faith. And that's the blessed of the true blessings. True blessings come by faith and by trusting. And I love that. Hallelujah. Now, the last scripture I want to share with you before I close is Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, the 28th verse, where he says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set, seeing thou a man is diligent in his business, he shall not stand before kings. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. And I tell you, that's the story of my life. God has always opened doors for me. It has been my intention to be diligent in my business and to make sure that the blessings that I receive is based from the throne of God, according to his will, because there's nothing worse than standing before mean men, evil men, cruel men, who want to dictate and determine what you receive. And again, that's why our faith is so precious, because he said the just shall live. Hallelujah. And so I'm excited about what the Lord is saying and what he's declaring in his order for your life, in his paternal order, which means your obedience. And in order to be a good steward, you need to be fit for the master's shoes. Let me say that, declare that. In order to be a good steward of what God has given you, you need to be meet for and fit for the master's use. And he was saying to me that you can't do that if you put your hand to the plow and look back. He said he that put his hand to the plow and look back is not worthy of the kingdom of God. So this is about kingdom. If you're born again and your heritage is among those that are sanctified, it's about looking forward, remembering what the fathers have already set, fathers of the faith have already set, which is the word of the Lord, their testimony, their faith. And you can't be about the Father's business if you're not in his will or in the way. And one final word I want to say to you and encourage you is that let no man judge you in whatever it is God has called you to do. Because, again, our alms, our giving is before the Lord. He that seeth thee in secret will what? Reward you openly. And that God does not count slackness like man counts slackness. So whatever I do is not to be judged by man, because no man can judge me but the Lord, because he'd want to call me and anoint me and appoint me. So so I wanted to say that. God does not count slackness like man counts slackness. And for you, in order for you not to be fall into the prey of man, the judgment of man, do whatever you do as unto the Lord, and do it in faith. Hallelujah. And most importantly, know what it is he's called you to do. And that assignment, that order changes according to the season, according to fulfillment, according to your heart's desires. Hallelujah. And so I love going from faith to faith, from strength to strength, in the express image of the Lord, because that tells me that he's with me. He's gone before me to make the crooked way straight and the rough just smooth. And that comes by invitation. Amen. It comes by invitation and accepting his invitation for me to come up higher. And that also comes from and by purging and pruning and being grounded. Grounded, because what we want is the blessings to manifest in our life. That means being tangible, can feel it, can taste it. Hallelujah. So with that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. I'm honored to have been here with you, and I'm honored that you've come by and to receive this word. I certainly hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, the rest of your weekend, and stay tuned for more. I will be back in later in the week for more of Abba, Celebrating Fathers. With that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. Take care, and love always.